AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl's attorney says the Army officer who conducted a pretrial hearing is recommending Bergdahl be spared the chance of a lengthy jail sentence. Ed Donahue has details.
Bergdahl was charged with desertion and misbehavior before the enemy, a charge that could have carried a maximum penalty of life imprisonment. The recommendation is he face a lower-level court-martial. He could avoid any jail time at all and could be punished with a reduction of rank and a bad conduct discharge.
Bergdahl walked away from his post in Afghanistan and was captured in 2009. He was exchanged last year for five Taliban commanders. Final decision rests with General Robert Abrams, the commanding general of the U.S. Army Forces Command. A Gaza health official says an Israeli airstrike has killed a pregnant Palestinian woman and her two-year-old daughter. Israeli officials say they were targeting a Hamas weapons factory in the neighborhood. In the West Bank, a Palestinian woman set off an explosive in her car at a checkpoint. Israeli police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld.
The female terrorist walked out of the vehicle. Moments later, there was an explosion that took place inside the vehicle. One police officer was injured lightly. The female terrorist was injured seriously.
At the start of the month, Palestinians shot two Israeli settlers to death in front of their children. In a separate incident, a Palestinian wielding a knife killed two Israeli men and wounded a mother and toddler in Jerusalem before he was shot dead. And all eight Palestinians have been killed while carrying out such attacks, 13 others in protests and clashes. Some 6,000 federal drug inmates are due for early release as a result of changes in sentencing guidelines. Many are small-time drug dealers, but an AP analysis of nearly 100 cases also found defendants armed with semi-automatic weapons, past convictions for robbery and other crimes, some moving cocaine across the state lines, others involved in international heroin smuggling. This is AP Radio News. President Obama uses a trio of Democratic Party fundraisers in California to highlight his time in the White House.
The president told a crowd at the San Francisco fundraiser that Republicans hoping to succeed him are painting too bleak a picture for voters.
There's almost no measure by which we're not better off than when I took office and then when we started this process for change.
Obama's been using recent fundraising speeches to point out progress made over the past 7 years. And on the heels of three shootings at universities, Saturday he also made the case for changing gun laws.
We've got to do something to prevent the kind of gun massacre that we see, the growing frequency in this country. It's not normal.
I'm Violet Ekonomova.
A plane with two people on board crashed into a house shortly after takeoff from the Lake Tahoe airport. Officials say no one on the ground was hurt. Status of those on the plane is unclear. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.